You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with my handsome co-host Eric Stocklin, and we are...
Hi, Colleen.
So relaxed.
Just so relaxed. Just on this nice little outdoor swing. Our new studio.
For today. Probably just for one day only will this be our studio.
Okay.
I am excited to do a relax episode. We've been so busy lately.
That's okay.
I know, but I'm saying like it's great that like we get to relax means we get to actually like talk.
Oh,
and
we haven't
out.
Talked, yeah.
I feel like we haven't been able to talk or sit or hang out or be together.
Let's
so
do
long.
All those things.
Let's have a date right now. This is going to
be
our date.
That's what we said this would be.
I really
and it
feel
has
like
proven
that's what
it, to be.
That's what this is right now. We're on a date. So,
there's no kids screaming at us, interrupting our conversation.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living?
What do you want to know?
Where are you from?
Where am I from? The world.
I hear a bee. There's a bee.
There
oh
might
God.
Be bees
oh
in this episode.
Oh
and
God.
You might find out that Colleen has a thing about bees.
I have a thing about everything.
That's
Can
what
we
saying.
Talk about your jewelry for the listeners?
Oh, right.
For
oh,
the listeners,
well, I wanted to talk about, so I saw what you named last week's episode, which is like, Colleen disappoints Eric or something like that, which is the opposite of what I was saying.
Okay, wait,
trying
wait.
To articulate.
I know, and I realized when you said that, when you, today he said like, oh, you named the episode Colleen disappoints Eric. That's not what I was referring to in that video.
Oh.
So in that video, but now I'm realizing that that's probably how it came across to everyone, to you and to anyone watching. I was, to me, the biggest thing, the thing I remembered from the episode when I was titling it was me not being able to do the soda challenge.
Oh, and,
and you
go,
said, I'm so go, disappointed
I'm
in
so
you.
I'm so disappointed in you.
And I was like, I'm so disappointed in myself.
Oh, you're right.
So that's what I was referring to. But then when you said it today, I was like, oh no, people are going to think I'm referring to the Father's Day
conversation.
Wonderful
comments are like, what an ungrateful.
I know, we should look at the, what an ungrateful look at the comments.
But what's so funny about that is that the amount of Father's Day gifts that have poured in post Father's Day because they arrived late.
But you did get a lot of gifts on Father's Day too. You got fishing
because you
stuff.
Shop online. You don't shop in person.
Right.
I did get a lot of cool stuff on Father's Day, but the things that came after Father's Day.
Yeah, were the best.
There was like a Lego puzzle picture of me and the kids that said, we love daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. There was a fishing mug that had fish on it and the handle was like a fishing rod that comes mm-hmm. out to like stir your drink.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
There was the scent that we found that you like for me as a cologne,
mm-hmm.
which the ingredients are, or so
I can't
it says,
it. I don't even want to
notes
talk about
of
that.
Hay, leather, and ding ding patchouli. But it's not like a patchouli like you would think patchouli.
There's
it's
nothing
like,
wrong with patchouli. A lot of people like patchouli, but
right.
like that's not a scent. When Eric and I smell patchouli, we go, ah, patchouli. Like it's just a scent that we are kind of allergic to a little bit in the
well, in its purest
smell.
Form, it's pretty intense. I feel like this is not that, but you got
no, it
me.
Smell like that. It
you got
really
me more
good.
Of that, and you found a deodorant version of that from that same company.
Well, what's
incredible
crazy also
gift.
is that stuff that I got you, the deodorant and the cologne stuff that you like. They when you smell them away from your body, I don't like this. Like I smelled them, I was like,
I don't
oh,
understand
they stink.
this theory of yours on smells that the smell has to be on a skin.
I don't know that
and
it's
then that
true.
Makes the
it just,
smell good or
I don't,
bad.
I don't know the science of these things. It's probably not even true, but I just know that when I smell it, I don't like the smell of it. But when I smell it on you, I like the smell of it.
Yeah, see, I don't see how that makes sense.
Like if someone else were wearing that scent, I would probably think it smelled bad.
But if you were like, hey, do you like this perfume? And you like sprayed it in the air and I smelled it, I'd be like, yeah, it's good. Or no, I don't like it.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
If you, then what the chemical reaction changes based off the.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Level.
Hormones in the person that they're leaking.
I don't know.
Anyways, that great, amazing gift, but the piece de resistance is Colleen had somehow made for me a custom chain. I'm going to get up to show it.
Okay.
You talk about it.
Okay, so he's wearing a necklace. It's a gold chain. Not real gold, unfortunately, but it is the deer that he drew. For it's the deer, he just said he thought it was 24 karat. It's the deer that he drew for Flynn's play on the backdrop. We had an episode
it's
about
the,
this like a month
the
ago,
deer butt.
Where he felt like he failed our son, his reputation at our son's school because he drew this deer with a huge butt. And
yeah, I thought we were gonna have to switch schools.
And so I had the outline of that deer made into a chain. And I think I'm so happy with how
and
that
you,
turned out.
And you like this on me?
right now for this podcast episode. Oh, okay. I do, but maybe not in like life, but I feel like we should, because you're not going to legit wear it, but I do feel like we should put a keychain on it and it can be your keychain.
Something, yeah.
Like on a keychain or something.
That's a good idea.
Because you're not going to actually wear a big deer badonkadonk around your neck.
Badonkadeer.
Badonkadeer, I forgot.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about who needs to relax?
Yeah, I could do that. But yes, but thank you for Father's Day.
You're welcome.
And the belated gifts for Father's Day.
You're welcome.
And it was a great day. It was a perfect day.
I know. And
I wasn't disappointed.
No, the soda challenge. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
The soda challenge, you failed miserably.
I should change the title to that, to saying Eric is disappointed in Colleen. And I even put in this description, like,
Eric is
the
disappointed
soda
in Colleen because she can't tell Cokes apart with blindfold on.
Right. That's a great title for mm-hmm. a video.
Clickbait.
But yeah, I should have switched that. Anyway, do you have a relax this week?
I do.
What is it? Oh, no.
Let me get out.
Oh, God. He's got a notebook.
I'll get out my notebook here. And this isn't going to seem like an original thought. It's going to seem like an old man fart thought. But this is how I feel and what I think needs to relax today.
Okay.
Apps.
Yeah.
And I don't mean appetizers.
You love an appetizer.
And I don't mean the podcast app that you might be listening to this on. I mean that there are things that for my human history have worked perfectly fine
mm-hmm.
that now require an app.
Right.
For the purpose of, I believe, data collection.
And ad revenue.
And ad revenue and dying batteries. So I was thinking about this because a laundry machine mm-hmm. now. Our laundry machine now,
mm-hmm.
there's an app.
Right.
Where you can remotely, why would you remotely start your laundry? You're there in front of the laundry machine. At what point would you be like, you know what? With this app, I'm now going to start the laundry. I put the laundry in, but I don't want to start it now.
Is that the only way to do it?
No.
There's buttons on the machine.
You can just put the button on, but every time you turn it on, it goes, hey, just so you know, there's an app for me and you can do it remotely. And it sings you a little song.
Well, that only makes sense if you also have a laundry machine that is a robot that collects all the dirty laundry and puts it inside of itself.
It collects all your data. Adds a login to your life. You need another login?
No, I can't handle another password.
TV. Smart TV? Yeah. No. Not that smart.
Not smart.
Stop calling things smart that aren't smart. You know what else is called smart? That laundry machine that I'm talking about. Where we previously lived.
Mm-hmm.
Garage door.
Yeah.
No gate. No, not a gate opener.
No.
On your sun shield. What do they call that thing? Not a rear view mirror. The little thing that folds down.
I don't know.
Not the gate opener there. You got to open an app.
What is that called? The sun.
Sun shade?
Blocker. The visor.
Visor.
Wait, that's a thing you put on your head.
Sun visor. Sun visor is right.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't know. I thought that was a hat thing.
Where you would traditionally put a garage door opener, not anymore. Now you need an app. And don't worry, the app will let you know if you left your garage door open.
Okay.
As opposed to your eyes.
Well, if you're, oh yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Just close the garage door.
Yeah, there's too many apps or things.
And at this point, you're allowing notifications.
Well, I'm not allowing
from a
them.
Garage door. You are asked on your phone, allow notifications? It's a garage door.
You just say no.
And you're being
honey.
Asked permission to allow it to notify you.
Can I cut in and let you finish after I cut in? Like, can I Kanye cut you in?
Do you want to cut in right now?
Sorry, Taylor. I'll let you have it. Just give me a minute. Because I have something to add to this. What I don't like is if you're like, I'll buy things online, as you know. I bought your necklace, your cologne, whatnot. And I know that Amazon is a big corporation. We're trying to like step away from a little bit. We're trying to help the little smaller companies out more here and there. But I feel like every time I go to a new website to buy something, I'll put things in my cart. I'm ready to go. And it's like, great, checkout. And it goes, download our app to shop at this store.
Spin the wheel for a 10% discount.
No, I just want to buy it. And it's like, download our app to buy this. No. Just let me buy it. Make an account. Start an account to buy this one thing. Go to start an account.
Sorry, you already have an account. How did I already have an account? I've never been here before. I've reset password.
Anyway.
It goes on forever.
Yeah, there's apps for everything.
And it goes on forever and ever and ever. And it doesn't have to be this way because I lived my whole life without these things until one day, I remember it was some summer, I was sitting next to, when I was doing Shakespeare, the Shakespeare director, I was the first person I ever know who got an iPhone. And he's like, this is an iPhone. We're all looking at it like amazed that it was just one screen that you could touch. And it, there's these things called friggin' apps, man. Allow location. Would you like this app to know your location?
Never.
Ask app not to track?
Obviously.
Yeah, don't track me. Why are you even asking that? Right. It's really creepy.
What and I think is even creepier is
if you ask
they,
someone in person, hey, can I track you?
Isn't that kind of like what cookies is like when they down, like they definitely on purpose named the like, hey, we're going to take your information. They named it cookies, love. They, did you want
any cookies?
Because
who doesn't like cookies? So you're going to say, yeah, I'll allow cookies.
Yeah, sure, cookies. Yeah,
press okay yes to cookies. Okay, cookies.
But what you don't realize is like, we're taking your information. I think that's what cookies are. I actually don't know. I just know that I like real cookies. Sorry, I'm fixing our, there's something by our camera that I have to
other
fix
perfectly fine things that now you need an app for. Car.
Mm-hmm.
App.
That's annoying.
Unlock.
You know how I feel
unlock,
about that.
Unlock. You have to log in. You have to register your car. Log in. And then you can maybe pay extra to turn on your car with an app or unlock your car with an app. Gym.
You have a gym app?
So gym no longer can, is the little, gone is the little square thing that you can have on your keychain and you walk in and you go ding because I lost mine and I was like, hey, can I have a new one? And they're like, no, we don't give those out anymore. You need to have the app. So now every time I go to the gym, it doesn't work because you're not connected to the gym Wi-Fi yet at the entrance.
Oh.
So you have to walk in, connect to their Wi-Fi to open the app to then get a like a QR scan thing.
That's
just
annoying
to get to the gym because they won't give you the thing for your keychain. Costco app.
Really?
Same issue. Yeah, you scan a little, scan your QR code as you walk in.
You don't just have a Costco card?
I think you can still get the card, but you can't get in. You have to scan your app.
That is so annoying.
To get in.
Oh, another one? Can I tell you another annoying app?
Yes, so there's so many.
Airlines. You want to watch TV on this flight?
Got to download
you
the app.
You better download the app before you get on the plane.
Guess where there's no, absolutely no Wi-Fi or service to download an app? An airplane on a tarmac. Yeah. I've never successfully done that as many times as I've tried. And then you get home and somehow the American
this
Airlines
is
app
relax,
is on
love
your phone.
This is a good relax.
Light
you're
bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Have apps?
App.
What?
Turn on your lights with an app.
Nah.
Turn them off with an app. Everything. They want to put it in everything. So I wrote this in a notebook because I didn't want to write it in an app.
You know what? Our kids and their kids are going to be like, what's a button? They're not going to know what a switch
the
is.
Worst part
a button
of,
is.
Right. The worst part about that is right here kind of hurts.
From all your apps?
From writing.
Oh my
for
God.
10 minutes.
Oh no.
I was like, oh, I forgot.
Hand cramps.
Well, it's like there was so much tension. It's because I hadn't handwritten a longer note in a while.
Right.
It was truly painful.
Oh no.
Which maybe is like the moral of the story.
Perhaps. Is there an app that you like?
An app that I like. Podcast app, I guess, is fine.
I don't like the podcast app.
Well, I like it because I can listen to podcasts.
I don't like it because I don't.
And they exist in the app.
I don't listen.
Notes app. Obviously, because my arm hurts if I try and write like a person.
Well, can I say for podcasts, the reason I don't like it is because maybe I just don't know how to use it right. But like, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. But when I do, it's like I'm looking for a specific episode of a specific thing. Like, I don't listen to podcasts like weekly where it's like every week I get notified and I listen to the new one. So I found a podcast recently that I was kind of interested in. And I went and I listened to one that was like, they filmed it or recorded it, whatever, like a few years ago. So I went to listen to the episode I wanted to listen to. And then when it wouldn't like autoplay to the next episode, and there was the only way to go to the next episode if I wanted to go in chronological order was to go to the podcast page and then scroll and find the one I just listened to and click it. So I don't know if I'm just using it wrong, but that is really
maybe
annoying to
I don't
me
have that issue. There was when we were in Nashville, we stayed at a horrific Airbnb that required you to download an app called Latch.
Ugh.
And it
which
was
no, two apps.
Two, and we
Latch
didn't realize this
until
we got there. It's the middle of the night. You have to. We're having to download with no Wi-Fi these apps because that's how you unlocked the door. That's how you called the elevator. That's how you opened the parking garage. It was absolutely absurd that they were just like they don't need.
App.
You know what could have done it? A key,
right?
A lockbox with a key.
It made us download an app, and then when we downloaded the app and made an account on that app, it said, "Great, now download this other app in order to use this app." Do you remember that?
Yes.
We had to download
for one
apps
app to work.
Two
you
different
had to,
accounts for two different.
You had
things
to register on one app to. I only remember that because. I just saw it on my phone. Let me think of an app I like. Gatoon.
What?
It's
a guitar tuning?
It's a guitar tuning app.
Okay.
It's literally just, it just goes, You just hit.
Just click it and you tune your guitar.
Plays the A sound.
Yeah, I have a tuning app too that I like to use.
Great app. They don't, no pop-ups. Doesn't cost any money. Prescriptions. You want prescription medicines? Better get the app.
So insane.
You better request the prescription in the app. You don't have the app?
I have a question.
You haven't been? Sorry, I'm talking
about. I don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't been
to what?
But CVS now?
I've been to CVS. What are you talking
recently,
about?
Recently, to get a prescription at CVS now, you walk up and they have like a little QR scanner and you have to have the CVS app open and you scan the QR code for the medication that you're picking up. I'm not kidding.
It's annoying. This is my question.
You're working there.
We're millennials, you know?
It sounds like it.
And how is anyone older than us surviving in this app age? Because like if it's hard for us and we grew up with the internet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we grew up with it. And we are the people who it started with.
Right.
And we're having a hard time with it. So how is anyone older than us surviving? Like, how are our parents going to survive this, like, you have to have an app for everything era? My parents still print out
maps. That's how I got across the country. That's how I got across the country. When I drove across the country by myself to move to LA, I had a book, a big road atlas.
Mm-hmm. I use Maps. I like that app.
Maps is fine. Maps is okay. Yeah, but that's literally it. A guitar tuner and Maps.
You know what's the worst app of all time? The iPhone photo app.
iPhone photo app.
To try to find a photo you took.
Oh, how it switches galleries to memories.
Like if you were to send me a photo of Flynn that you took that was cute like a year ago, you wanted to run it, and I downloaded
bury it. Yeah.
It would disappear in my phone because I wouldn't know what date you took the picture.
Yeah, there they insist on it being in chronological order.
That is crazy behavior from them.
Well, they got all our data. They got all our passwords.
Yeah.
We're cooked.
I think that was
sorry,
a very-
don't like apps.
I think that was a very good relax.
Enough of the apps.
Yeah. Too many apps out there these days.
It's a grill. It's a grill. It's a propane grill.
It's a bird feeder.
Bird feeder app. Oh, did you get the smart birdhouse? Well, then you got to download the app so you can see what the smart birdhouse sees. Ugh. Allow notifications from your birdhouse. Okay. Can the birdhouse track you?
Probably.
I'll share my location. Can we just know your location once? We just want to know your location just one time.
How about while you're using it?
Just when you're using the app. We just don't want to know your location. That's it. We're not going to use it for anything. Nothing weird's going on. We just want to know where you are exactly when you use the app.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm old.
It's okay, lovey.
I'm old and tired.
I
need to switch vitamins.
Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
What do you got?
Well, my relax was, I saw a video, that was this woman going around to different men on the street and just asking them questions about women.
Huh?
Just simple, nothing crazy. She was like, what's a uterus? You know,
is this new?
Yeah, it was a newer video. I don't remember the creator, but I've seen people do this a lot before, like where they go on and just ask people simple questions and see who can answer.
Okay.
And the men didn't know anything about, and they were not hard questions. They were not challenging. They were literally like, what's a period?
Uh-huh.
Was
it all vaginal related?
Well, I mean, those are
female anatomy
driven questions. Uh-huh. Usually. But anyway, we've done something like that before where we showed each other, or at least I remember showing you, I feel like you did to me too, where we showed each other products or things that like, typically,
oh, yes,
stereotypically,
sure.
Girls usually know more than men do.
Did you do that again? Because that sounds fun.
Well, I'm not going to show you products. I'm just going to say words that like...
But it's a test
part,
for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
For the most part, women do know what these things are that I'm about to say. Stereotypically, not all women. And there's a lot of men that know these things too. But stereotypically, statistically, women probably know about these things more than men do.
Pop quiz.
Hot ready?
Shot. As I'll ever be.
Eric, what is a water line?
A water line?
Mm-hmm.
That's like where where the water was up on something and it made a line.
What about when it comes to women and like, I'll give you a hint and having to do like makeup.
I was just going to say, is it a makeup thing?
Maybe.
The water line is how high the water comes up on you when you're in a pool.
But how does that refer to makeup?
Because you don't want to do your makeup below the waterline because that's where the sweat is mm-hmm. or the pool is.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
No.
Can I phone a friend?
Sure, if you want to. So the waterline is like the area of your eye that gets like closest to the eyeball, like right in here. So if I were to put eyeliner.
That would have been a good guess.
That's the waterline. Like I'm going to do the waterline.
If I'd have used logic, I maybe could have guessed that. But I didn't know it.
See, like this is a picture of it I'm trying to show you. See, yeah. She's putting it right kind of in her eyeball, basically.
See, it would have been right, though. I did not know that one.
What is a flex when it comes to women?
It's like a show off. You're like showing off.
I'll give you another hint. What's a flex disc?
Like you're flexing on them?
No, it's a flex disc.
It's a thing used when applying makeup.
Okay.
That flexes to your face mm-hmm. so that the makeup like only goes to that line.
Okay. No. It's an internal product.
Oh, wait, what? Flex disc?
Uh-huh.
What is it, like a menstrual cup?
Yeah, it's not a cup, but it's a disc.
It's a menstrual disc?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that then, my next question is, what's a diva cup?
It's a menstrual cycle catcher cup.
So what is it? How does it work?
A diva cup works, in my imagination.
Which is a fun it's place. Like,
it's like, you know, like when you go to a water cooler and they have those little paper cups.
Okay.
It's like that, but it's like silicone.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And you kind of like squish it in there like cup catching side up.
Yeah, you're right. That is what it is. And then what does it do?
It collects.
Yeah, collects it. Yeah.
Menstrual waste.
Yeah, it's true. It's good.
And then you pull it out and like dump it. Does it make that sound when you take it out?
Yeah.
And then when you put that in the potty, flush it, and then you have to clean that thing out?
Put what in the potty? The disc?
No, the menstrual, the cycle.
The cycle, yeah. And then you yes, you're right. You do rinse it and you reuse it.
It's reusable.
It is reusable. Okay.
Do you put the thing in like the dishwasher?
No, I don't think so. I don't use them, but I think you just rinse it out.
Okay.
Clean it out.
Sure.
What is a
lot? Sometimes you're like, it's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know?
Uh-huh.
I feel like
my cup would be overflowing.
What do they call it? It'd be like big gulp.
Yeah, I need a big gulp cup. Big gulp. I don't wear a diva cup. I wear a big gulp cup. A supersize.
Supersize me.
What is a lob?
A lob?
Mm-hmm.
It stands for Love Orbeez Baby.
Wow. It's a hairstyle.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a bob, mm-hmm. but it's longer.
Yes. Good job.
But I deduced that. I didn't know that.
Lovey, what is a...
I use deduction.
What is a hymen?
A hymen is what is what you break if you do a split. It's a...
Perhaps, I guess.
Come on. You're going to make me explain a hymen? It's a skin over a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to describe a hymen, but I think that's what
it is. So you think it's a skin over a skin?
You break your hymen. I don't know.
But do you know where it is?
At the vaginal opening.
So you're close enough.
I don't know.
You're close enough. Yeah, a hymen. It's like when someone says pop a cherry, you know.
Jesus.
The hymen.
Jeepers creepers.
You gotta get through that ish. It's usually, it's not really
a
pop,
my word.
Though. It's like a tearing. It's tearing.
Oh my word.
Ugh, I got him uncomfortable.
Bleep
guys.
This part out.
Oh my God. No, it's all natural and normal. What's threading?
Threading is something to do. You're gonna thread your, I feel like I've heard the term, you're gonna thread your lashes.
You have,
thread your eyebrows.
There you go. I hope you would not thread your eyelashes.
I've seen like pictures. You like walk by a place and like we're
yeah,
like thread,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like they're using like a thread
to rip your
hair
out.
Which I don't understand how that works. How does that
work?
You know
what? I've looked it up so many times and I do not get it.
Is it two pieces of thread and they pinches
it's
between?
It's like a, it's basically they make like a coil of knots or something and it's like they rub it again and it like rips. I don't understand.
Why would you
it.
Not just use sounding. Tweezers?
It's long, takes longer. I don't know. There's, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, but I've never done it and I don't understand it. Lovey.
Count it. I got
I'm
that
I'm almost
one.
Done. I'm almost done.
Never stop.
What is a balayage? I feel like you'll know that.
A balayage?
Uh-huh.
A balayage. It's like the opposite of camouflage.
Okay.
It's like when you're really colorfully dressed in your balayage.
Okay. No. You've heard of a balayage? It's a hair thing.
It's okay. A balayage, it's like a blowout.
Okay.
But it's curly.
Okay. That's a good guess.
A balayage.
What's a blowout, love?
I don't know. I know that people go and get them for the weekend or something.
For the weekend.
What is it? They just blow dry your hair really big or something?
It's just really like hot? Really, no, it's like they, so if I were to go get a blowout,
uh-huh.
I have curly hair. They use a blow dryer to blow dry it kind of straight, but also with a bit of a curl. They use like a big brush thing and make it like a straight curl.
Come out looking like a lion.
Not like a lime, but it's pretty. Blowouts are pretty. No, balayage is a hair dyeing like technique where it's kind of looks like ombre almost, like it's darker at the roots and then it gets lighter. It almost looks like you've been like sun-kissed or something. And so
isn't
they like apply
just,
the hair dye with, you know, in a
different
way. Isn't
that just frosted tips?
Definitely not. Frosted tips is like Lance
ombre?
Bass in sync.
Ombre?
It's balayage.
Ombre.
Anyway, okay. Love you. What?
The ombre was when it goes from dark to light.
Or, I don't know. I think ombre isn't it either. Whatever. What's a labia?
Give me a break here. I don't want to describe.
Just
why,
say,
is that, why is it all just like.
Well, it's. What is it?
It's like the, you know, the outer.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel like most people wouldn't know that. Most
they
guys.
Went?
I don't think. The labia is the outer, what you see. What you
gonna
see is what
give
you
me
get
a
with the labia.
Lobotomy after this podcast.
Oh my God.
Labiotomy.
All right, what is the average menstrual cycle? Like, how long is a menstrual cycle?
For you, every week.
Well, the menstrual cycle is like the whole cycle.
I guess a week, like 7 days.
That's a period.
Oh, menstrual cycle a month?
Yeah.
You're monthly?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. 28 days is like the average. Mine is shorter than that by quite a lot. And what is ovulation?
It's the best time of the month.
Is it? What is it?
For me, it's the best. Never mind.
That's how you get babies. But what is ovulation?
It's when the female reproductive system drops eggs and it's like, we got to get these things fertilized.
Right. How many eggs would you say get dropped during ovulation?
A gooey amount.
A gooey. How many? Take a guess. How many eggs drop during ovulation through those fallopian tubies?
Well, our son just wanted these prehistoric little sea monkey type creatures called triops.
Mm-hmm.
Called triops because they have three eyes, these little water creatures. And they came with 200 to 300 eggs off online in a little thing like this. And they were like, don't worry, there's definitely 200 to 300 eggs in there. And it was in a little tiny thing like this. So I'm going to use that knowledge.
When he says this for the listeners, he's talking like a half inch.
Yeah, tiny little capsule.
All right, we came back. We tried to... Our stuff, all of our equipment's in the sun right now, so I think it just overheated. But we're back. The answer to the question, do you want to know?
Oh, yes.
How many did you guess? 100 to 200 eggs?
200 to 300.
During ovulation, you drop one egg. Unless you're me.
You're not a triop?
I dropped two.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm a freak of nature.
One?
Yeah, when you ovulate, your body drops one egg down those tubes to get fertilized. It's supposed to, unless you have a mistake body that's like, about two of them,
about
three of
them.
Let's go crazy. And that's what fraternal twins are.
So do I pass?
Kind of. Okay, but speaking of twins,
yeah, like
what's the difference between fraternal and identical other than the fact that identical twins look the same?
So they share the same sac.
Okay. So...
is the difference.
How does it happen with
as opposed to like different
so during ovulation
Different placentas.
Uh huh.
So how does that happen?
Wait, different placentas.
Am I supposed to know this just because I parented twins?
Yeah, you had a pregnant wife of twins.
Right.
Uh-huh. So what did I have in my body?
Feels like a gotcha question.
No, it's not. I'm curious if you remember.
They
it's
shared
confusing.
The sack.
By the way, before we had twins, I knew none of this information about twins.
Fraternal.
This is not like common information. So
fraternal twins in the same sack.
Fraternal are in the same sack?
Paternal.
Okay. So what are our twins? Do you remember?
They're feels like a gotcha question,
it's not,
man.
I'm just curious if you remember.
You have to understand.
Are they identical or not?
They're not identical.
So they're fraternal.
Right, which is what I said, but then you're making me
I'm not.
I said fraternal and I said they shared the same sack.
They did not share the same sack.
Oh. They didn't?
No.
See, here's the thing about being a twin dad is that for survival,
yeah.
You're like essentially have to black out all of the memories of that
yeah.
to keep going.
Women too. We just get to black out.
Otherwise, you just would never do it again.
Yeah.
Because you'd be too scared.
Right. Scary, isn't it? to know about it. to hear about
I'm
it.
Surely, I'm sure it's not as scary as actually having him in your body.
No, okay. So it is confusing though, but fraternal is both of our kids. So I dropped two eggs. Okay. Because my body's a freak of nature. Dropped two eggs and you fertilized two eggs.
Ugh, boring.
An identical twin is when I would have dropped one egg
mm-hmm.
and then you fertilize one egg and then that egg split in two. And that way that's how it's exactly the same.
I feel like
genetics.
I'm at school.
That's interesting to me.
It is.
I didn't know that before I had twins.
It's interesting and easily forgettable and like twisty and you know what I mean? Confusing to remember,
right.
Even if you have twins.
No, it's super confusing. I remember when we found out we were pregnant with twins, she was like, you have die-die twins. And I was like,
that's what it was.
Wadi-daddy, huh?
I knew it was something weird. Die-die twins.
Yeah. So there's different kinds and there's kinds where they do share a placenta. There's ones where they're in the same sack, but they have, I think, I could be wrong. And they both have their own placenta, but it's in one sack. I feel like that's a thing, but I might be making that up. But identical is when the egg splits in half and fraternal. I'm not going to talk about this because I don't know enough about it.
That's how you get two people that look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Crazy. Did I win?
You win.
Is
everything.
That it? Is
you
that the
won
end?
Everything. That's the end of that game.
I was going to say, we were just talking about this off camera while you're setting up the fixing the whatever. I was going to ask you, like, what is the worst thing that you can text someone?
And I mean, like
a turn of phrase to where because we were talking about if you text someone, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Or text
K.
Someone, just the letter K, I feel like is really bad.
K is pretty bad, especially the period. K with the period is pretty awful. But can I tell you, I talked about this. I was like, wait, didn't we talk about this? I can't believe I didn't tell you this. I only talked about it on SAS, I think. I had just woken up from like a nap and I was in and out of kind of consciousness. And sorry if you listen to SAS, you've already heard the story like a month ago, but I told Rachel. And I was like, I can't believe I'm even admitting this. I don't know that I want to now admit it here where it's more of a public podcast, but I almost text something, actually the worst thing you can ever text someone.
What?
So I wonder if it's still in my notes because I don't want to misquote myself.
To me?
No, I almost texted it to our nanny. I wonder if it's still in here. It was the craziest thing. It was, I think I texted it to Rachel to like make her laugh. Okay. I found it. So there was a day where I was, I didn't sleep at all that night. And then I took a nap or something and I woke up. But anyway, I woke up and I was in like a weird, like half asleep, not as like I got up to pee. So it's kind of asleep still, but kind of awake, you know? And I had... Lovey, we're going to talk about poop on this podcast every episode. I hope you know by now. I had some wet poops, okay? I had some diarrhea, okay?
In bed?
No.
You woke up having diarrhea in bed?
No. In the toilet. I went to go pee and I like had...
Why did it start with you waking up?
Because it's part of the story I'm telling you. Because you asked what's the worst thing you could text someone, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I sit down and... our nanny texts me like a picture,
uh-huh.
You know, the kids or something. I don't remember. And we just got back from tour, and on tour around like 3 o'clock-ish, 4 o'clock-ish every day, I had this problem with my stomach.
Because you were only eating like the craziest airport fast food chains.
But I always kind of have a weird diet. So I was like, this is weird. And then we got home. I thought maybe it was just like on the road nerves, but I got home and everything's fine. And then I had it again. And I was like, and it's at the same time every day because it was like around noon or something like that.
Huh.
And I was like, and on tour it was like around 3. So it's like the same time every day I'm having this issue for a few days. So I was like, and I'm half asleep. And so I go to Google, which is crazy work. I go to Google, diarrhea every day at noon. No, our nanny had just texted me.
Oh no.
So instead of searching it in Google, I typed it as a text response to her.
You didn't send it though.
Diarrhea every day at noon. And I was about to click send. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And like, what woke
sometimes
me up and deleted it.
Dude, that happens to me all the time where I'm like, I think I'm in whatever, Safari, and I'm searching something, but I'm not.
You're just like texting me or something.
Right, yeah.
Well, that happened. And I was like, what if I had sent that to her? What if I had sent her? She like sent me a cute picture of the kids or something.
You just
and
have
I
to
respond.
Say like, sorry, I meant to Google that for somebody else, for the kids.
Yeah, right.
Blame it on one of the kids.
She was with them at noon. She was texting me at noon. But, anyway.
Yeah, so that's probably the worst text you could text somebody.
Well, in that moment, that felt like it. Okay, but I do want to read some comments before we go. We have to go because our freaking stuff is all overheating because we're sitting in the sun.
I know, but I have one thing to say. When they say like public hot tubs, like you can't go in if you've had active diarrhea in the past 2 weeks. Like,
right.
Who's gone 2 weeks without active diarrhea?
Lovey.
Like, you haven't had diarrhea for 2 weeks?
I haven't had diarrhea since I Googled that.
What are you, the Pope?
Love, you have IBS. That's not good, hun. You shouldn't be having diarrhea that much, I don't think.
What if it's... No.
Lovey.
Moving on, what did you have to say?
I wanted to read some comments before we go, because we do have to go. But I wanted to read a few comments, because we didn't get to last week. So last week, Wesley was on a little bit of the episode, and he was saying locations of places. And so, you know, obviously we had those bleeped out. Than when he was talking about like locations of things he's
like
going
parks
to.
Parks and stuff, yeah.
And so they got bleeped out. And this comment said, I know you bleeped Wes so he wouldn't dox you, but it sounded like he was the most foul-mouthed toddler in Southern
California.
That's
funny. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about that either, and that made me laugh.
I want to go listen to it again now.
This person said, Neil X. Brady said, put a time code and said, this has to be the first time I've ever heard Eric call Colleen by her first name. I'm sure, or in so long. I'm sure he said it before on camera, but it caught me off guard. I'm so used to being
lovey. I think I said it to start this episode.
But here's the thing. When we say our names in real life, like the other day I was like, the kids were loud and everything. And to get his attention a few times, I was like, Eric. And at one point in the day, he goes, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you keep saying my name.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry. Just I couldn't get up. You'd pay attention, so I had to say your name. It's like calling. It's like when a parent goes like, Colleen May Ballinger, like saying a full name. It's like how it feels when we say each other's actual names.
Yeah,
because you only say lovey.
Yeah. A lot of times we're, especially later in the evening, we're disassociating, you know? Mm-hmm. And we need to snap out of it with our birth name.
This comment is from Nicole Go, and it said, I can only imagine how you two are off camera, LOL. And then a sweating emoji. And I'm assuming you're referring to like how we kind of bicker on the episodes sometimes. Is that, I'm assuming that's what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so funny to me because I feel like we are the most.
Imagine how you two are.
Like, I feel like you and I are the most like camera. That on the podcast. Like, I feel like off the podcast, if we do talk like that, when we talk like that, we're like having fun and laughing.
Yeah, we're laughing. Not, we're like cackling.
I don't know. We're solid is all I'm trying to say. This is my lovey. This is my Eric. I hear a hawk. The sun is going to burn my legs, I think. We got to hurry up. I'm not wearing sun lotion on my legs. I'm going to get some burns. This made me laugh. Carly said, Colleen opening her eyes only to roll them during the Coke segment. I don't remember doing that, but that is so funny.
That
and
sounds like
very
you.
Me.
Yeah.
But I don't remember doing that. That's
oh,
so
you had to have them
funny.
Closed the whole time because you weren't actually blindfolded.
Right.
And you opened them at one point just to roll them.
Right.
Is incredible.
Right.
That's great.
And then Rebeardon said, I'm watching Good
Rebeardon
said, I'm watching Good Trouble. It's so funny. I know your husband is an actor, but I forget until I see him on shows I watch. He's still currently on the show, and it's so weird seeing him kiss and hook up with someone who isn't you, Colleen, but he definitely is a good actor. I agree. He's such a good actor. And I was thinking about it, And, you know, since we've been together, you've done a few acting gigs where you've had to like kiss someone else or like be naked with other women who are naked. That sounds like you did some crazy. No, that was on the show Lucifer. That wasn't like on a porn or something.
Yeah, well, we were all just naked in a hot tub.
Which still, I feel like we should clarify. It was on a television show called Luther. Well, and I don't think
I think they assume that I don't actually run a nudist colony as my character did.
No, I know, but I'm saying like I didn't. Whatever. The point
is, do I look like I'd run a nudist colony?
No one thinks that. I'm not
apparently
saying
if you
that
slick
they,
my
I'm not
hair
saying
back.
That people see the shows and assume that you are the person you're playing. I'm saying that all I said was my husband has had a lot of acting jobs, some of which have required him to be naked in front of with a lot of other women. And that could imply that you also do porn.
Oh, okay.
So I was clarifying that it was on a television show. Does that make sense what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do, obviously.
Well, I know. Like, never mind.
These are all clarifications.
We're having a miscommunication right now.
Didn't need to be clarified.
Okay, sorry. Well,
stop bickering me.
I'm bickering him. So anyway, I wanted to say that I've never, when that happens, I've never had this, I've never felt like, I'm itching my butt. Sorry, I know someone's going to call that out. But it's my cheek felt itchy. I think there was a bug up there because we're outside in the wilderness. I don't get jealous. And I think it's because when I watch him do roles like that, like in Good Trouble, I remember the feeling I felt watching him in Good Trouble. He's such a good actor. He's so talented. And watching him do it, like he was playing this sweet, charming guy. And so I found myself like giddy falling in love with the character that you were playing. So that, you know how when you watch a show, people who feel like this sometimes, when you watch a show, if there's like a romantic interest situation happening and you feel like giddy and like kicking your feet over like a cute little like love story, that's how he makes me feel when I watch him have those moments with other people on screen, because you're such a good actor that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cute, and I like root for your character and whatever your character is doing. So I remember watching that on Good Trouble and not feeling like jealous in any way. I felt like so like giddy and like I just like so excited. And then I was like, looked over at you and I was like, oh my gosh, the guy that I'm falling in love with on this TV show that I'm watching, he's like literally sitting next to me. Oh my God.
Idiot.
So like, that's how I felt. And it's,
there wasn't anything like crazy in that show.
No,
though.
Of course not. But like, I'm just saying like, that's how good of an actor he is in those moments that I'm like, I don't know. It's great. You're so good. You're so talented.
Embarrassing.
It just reminded me when you brought up Good Trouble in the comments, I was like, oh, he was so good on that show. Anyway, we're going to go because I'm going to burn to death. But a lot of people last week's episode were excited that it was an hour long. So we'll try to do them longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that really an hour long episode. Yeah, they were so excited. It's, so
yeah,
we'll try to start.
We
doing
block
that
out
again.
The time, but then things always happen.
Yeah, things
sorry about that. We can try to make it longer.
Leave comments for us again for next week to read to you guys. And thanks for watching. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.